Welcome back to Colorectal Cancer Update, and we continue with the interview with Dr. Randy Hecht. I'm going to get back to maybe some of the more, I guess, practical issues, particularly as it relates to anti-VEGF therapy, and specifically bevacizumab. I am curious what your thoughts are in terms of what you think is going on with bevacizumab and why it works.
The original thoughts with the development of bevacizumab was that what you were doing is you're inhibiting the growth of new blood vessels, that in order for tumors to grow, you know, beyond a certain size, they had to flip the angiogenic switch and basically have a mutation that caused secretion of growth factors that led to the host supplying the tumor with new blood vessels. Now, remember we mentioned that another name for vascular endothelial growth factor was vascular permeability factor. And tumor blood vessels are leaky, and tumors actually tend to have a high intratumoral pressure. And one of the thoughts, and this is what's sometimes called the Jain hypothesis after Rakesh Jain, who put a lot of this together and has published this, was that if you look at the vasculature that's associated with tumors, it's abnormal. It's tortuous. The vessels are dilated. They're inefficient. They're also very leaky. And one of the thoughts is that by giving anti-angiogenic therapy, what you might do is normalize the vasculature, that would have several effects. One of which is it may allow the more efficient delivery of chemotherapy, both through having more efficient blood vessels, as well as by reducing intratumoral pressure. Just think of it just from a pressure gradient standpoint, it's harder to get chemotherapy in against a pressure gradient. Now, there has been a study, a very small study that Chris Willett did that was published in Nature Medicine, had a huge amount of impact considering the small number of patients. And what he was able to show in a rectal cancer trial was that after treatment with bevacizumab, not only was there blanching of the tumor and actually shrinkage of the tumor, and clearly there appeared to be less blood going to the tumor, but also that the interstitial pressure of the tumor fell as well. And this was just with bevacizumab alone. So there is some validation, though, in a relatively small number of patients that at least a portion of the Jain hypothesis appears to be correct. The other thing that this goes along with, remember we talked about bevacizumab increases in response rates. No one expected anti-angiogenic therapies to increase response rates. All we ever really expected was to cause stabilization of disease by keeping new blood vessels from growing. But instead, if you look at the trials of bevacizumab, virtually all of them have an increase in response rate, all the randomized trials. And in fact, the colon trials, be it the original 5-FU trials that Fruz-Cabinovar published, the IFL study of Hurwitz, Fruz-Cabinovar's other 5-FU trial, for example, the TREAT-2 trial that's been presented, all of those show about a 10% improvement in response rate. If bevacizumab is working by preventing the growth of new blood vessels, that's probably not necessarily what we would see. So one of the thoughts is that that's a validation to a certain extent of the Jain hypothesis that somehow you're delivering more chemotherapy. The irony may be that bevacizumab may be the most expensive way to deliver 5-FU to the tumor. 5-FU is incredibly cheap. Bevacizumab is not inexpensive. But if that's how it works, if that's how we get more chemotherapy to the tumor and you get a clinical benefit, then that's how it is.
My understanding, too, is that VEGF receptors are on tumor cells.
Yes. There's possibly an autocrine growth loop, if you think about it. But there are also circulating cells. There are also circular endothelial precursors. And that none of these things are as clean as we think. And that the VEGF pathway is also a survival pathway. If you think about it, when does it get turned on? It gets turned on under times of stress. Hypoxia, not enough blood, things like that. If you're a tumor and you have in your genome, all these potential pathways that you could, by mutation, turn on, a survival pathway would make a lot of sense.